This is quite a storyline. Oh my. Well, everything looks good to me. Seems you have a real talent for the written word. I think my brand would benefit greatly from bringing you on board. I do love telling a good story. Oh, of course, yes. Well, to start with, it's $25 for every script over 1,000 words. Just to start. You know, test it out, make sure we work well together. Speaking of, when can you start? Oh, perfect. Oh, again, I want to thank you so much for meeting me here on such short notice. I know it was quite a bit out of your way. If we're all done being formal, I'd say you're hired. Cheers. To living our dreams. And to our new relationship. But yes, working relationship, of course. Oh, something wrong? You look like you're about to be sick. Oh no, feeling a bit dizzy? Is the room spinning? Did I forget to mention I added a little something to your drink when you went to the bathroom? Silly me, must have slipped my mind. Well, no stopping it now. You might as well let it happen, sweetie. That's it. Nothing you can do. Let it take you. Oh no, is he okay? That was the fastest one yet. I think I need to lower the dosage before I kill someone. I can remember poor Mac. All right, Seth, Mr. Heath, he should be unconscious at any moment. Get him out of here. Oh, and Kitten, we need to talk. Firstly, I would like to apologize for the cafe. That was not supposed to be quite so messy. You were meant to gently drift off to sleep, not collapse and go unconscious. My kitten has assured me that the dosage has been lowered for next time. You can rest easy knowing that that won't happen to anyone else. Yes, such a good boy helping me dial that in. Your skull has been examined, and there was no damage. So, other than a nasty headache, some dry mouth, you should be fine. Again, my sincerest apologies. Secondly, I'm here because I like to size up my new arrivals personally. A sort of, visual test drive. Good news for you, you're still just as cute now as you were in the cafe. And you have an even sexier body than I imagined. We need to work on clothes that flatter you. So, for you, if all else fails, you may still have one use for me. Thirdly, I already know every question you're going to ask, so let's knock them out as quickly as we can and then move on. Yes. I knew you were awake. That bulb in the center of the ceiling is a camera. Also, there are sensors all over the room that monitor you, telling me you're alive and healthy, and that collar you're wearing is actually a heart monitor. No, you can't take it off. You can try, but I wouldn't recommend it. You see, it's also a shock collar. Yes, my name really is Wendy, though you will be referring to me only as Miss Wendy or Mistress from now on. No, I'm not going to tell you exactly where you are. A silly boy. Yes, I really did drug you. Though again, I apologize for how sloppy it was. No, you aren't having a dream or a nightmare. This is actually happening. And yes, the Neverland Cafe is a front, and everyone in it works for me, including all the patrons. Oh, I knew I forgot a question. The clothes. You don't have any anymore. You won't be needing them. I prefer all my pets remain bare. Makes it easier for everyone. Well, easier for me at least. Don't worry. You can regulate the temperature in your cell, as long as you don't go too hot or cold. Satisfied, pet? All you really need to know right now is you will be working for me. You will give me what I want. And as long as you play nice, you get to continue living relatively free. You get food, water, shelter, a shower, everything you could possibly need. You will also receive all the necessary vitamins. I suspect you have failed to take really good care of yourself up to this point. The lights in the walls and the ceiling will simulate day and night cycles. The air is filtered, and the bed is quite comfortable. Your sheets will be washed routinely by one of my pets. That's the best case scenario for you. Now, if you don't give me what I want, you will get none of those things. They will be slowly taken away, and you will get punished. Oh, is that word too violent for you? How about we call it training? If you are disobedient, a naughty boy, I will use the collar to immobilize you, chain you to the wall, or the ceiling, or the bed, and discipline you however I like. I could also shock you, shackle you to that desk. Yes. The desk where you will stay until you do give me what I want. Or until I feel you need another round of training. We can do that over and over again until I get what I desire. I suspect you will get tired before I will. When I have it, I will assess it. Decide its worth. Decide your worth. Then continue training you as I see fit. Yes. Training you until you become a perfectly good boy for me. A good boy who gives me what I want without question. Oh, of course. My apologies. I've rattled this speech off so many times I sometimes forget what I've already said or haven't said. How about a little recap? In 2019, I started making erotic audios. What started as a dare turned into an experiment in self-expression, quickly grew into a full-blown empire, complete with its own army of lost boys and girls. After a year of publicly available scripts, I decided it would be better to simply hire a dedicated team all my own. Well, I use the term hire loosely. Only so much money to go around, of course. After a while, I realized it was much easier to make them come to me. Say nothing of the fun. So, an ad here, an interview there, yet another adorably gullible boy. A spiked drink later. And here we are, again. What I want, my newest pet, is the same thing I wanted in the cafe. I'm a voiceover talent. I need material, inspiration. You're a writer. You create material, inspiration. You give me that material. I give you your life. Everyone's happy. Sounds more than fair to me. Of course. You know, as my pet, you will be giving me a lot more than simply scripts. So frightened. Like a lost little puppy. It's adorable. I'm talking about servitude, darling. I own you. You belong to me. Your body, your mind, your entire being is now my property. I will use you, abuse you, as I see fit. Yes, I will come in whenever I'm feeling angry or horny or maternal or primal or any type of way I feel. I will use you to resolve those feelings in whatever way I choose. Oh, you see, you're my plaything. If you resist, then collar, chains, training. You get the idea. Oh, don't sound so glum about it. If slavery is too cruel for you, then think of it as parenthood. You behave. And life stays relatively easy, even pleasurable. However, you misbehave and your life becomes considerably more difficult, decidedly less pleasurable. Well, less pleasurable for you anyway, not for me. The beauty of being in my position is that I get to enjoy myself. Either way, pet's choice. Oh, pet. Cute idea, but no. No. No one will notice you're gone. You went around telling anyone who would listen. You posted it all over social media that you were moving across the country to the West Coast. To try to make it big as a writer. No one will think twice if you drop off the radar. Oh, so cute, the look on your face as you realize you painted yourself into a corner. In truth, I suppose I should thank you. Such a good pet. You did half my job for me. I didn't even need to craft an alibi like I did for some of the others. As far as everyone knows, you've already left your life far behind. That's it, pet. Take a moment. Breathe it in. Let it happen. Better to let the sadness out of your system now, because soon Mistress will replace it with pure, unbridled bliss and pleasure. You will learn how good it feels to truly belong. Any further questions? No. Then sit down at the desk. Start writing. I'm due to release a sleep aid soon, and no one's come up with anything interesting yet. I'll be back soon. Check on your progress. Oh, and welcome to the writer's dungeon, baby boy. Mm.